I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Matthias Ruffo, and he holds a PhD from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Why don't you go ahead and talk about what you were presenting here today as far as the effects of nitrogen fertilizer on ethanol?
Very good. Well, basically what we've seen in this Connect 19 studies on farm is that ethanol yield as a measure of being the gallons of ethanol you can produce per bushel of grain tends to decrease with nitrogen fertilizer. And that's related to the decrease in starch concentration and an increase in protein concentration in the grain as you increase nitrogen supply. And we've seen that in general, the end rate that maximizes yield is lower than the end rate at which this ethanol yield is minimized. To do this study, we use a calibration, an NIT calibration, developed by a seed company, called Pioneer, and we found these results. The other thing that we found very interesting is that by using precision agriculture viral rate nitrogen application, we can have a positive effect of ethanol yield because we're going to be applying the exact rate of nitrogen required in each spot in the field. And since there's a negative response of ethanol yield to nitrogen, we are able to increase ethanol yield by applying the exact end rate.
Can you kind of give an example of how that would work?
Sure. A farmer would have, there are different recommendations out there to make a VRM recommendation, but a farmer would have that VRM recommendation developed using different, either remote sensing imagery, for example. So he would have, instead of having a flat rate over the entire field, his end rate would vary depending on the soil potential and soil nitrogen supply. And if you go to that field and you compare that strip by strip, we did not do it like that, but if you go and compare strip by strip, a uniform and a variable rate management, you will find that ethanol yield in those areas you apply it variably will be higher than in the ones that you apply it uniformly.
Okay, so basically you're saying right now with use of nitrogen fertilizer, that's going to affect ethanol production in a negative way, but with precision agriculture, you can do things to mitigate that loss. Can you even eradicate the loss in yield production? Or?
Well, it doesn't affect, it reduces the grain quality for ethanol production. With variable rate, you can minimize that impact. It wouldn't be erased because that relationship is fairly strong, but we have a potential to increase that. Today, farmers are typically not paid for grain quality for ethanol production. They're paid for yield. So if they were paid for grain quality, there's probably a different solution or a different end rate that would be applied just for yield. So what I'm saying, in my point of view, the ethanol plants could promote precision agriculture and variable rate nitrogen management to try to improve the quality they receive in their plants from the farmers. The farmers would increase their profitability because they would apply the optimal end rate at each place, probably able to increase grain yield, and that would be a win-win situation for both parties.
Okay. And having done this research with nitrogen and seeing these results, is there a different, you mentioned maybe a different alternative. Do you have any thoughts on what that might be?
Well, no, nitrogen is a critical crop input for corn production. So we will, no, there's no other option. So the reality is that corn being a cereal, as you increase nitrogen supply, it will tend to reduce starch because it will tend to accumulate protein. That's a biological thing. What we can do, and we have seen, for example, is that the hybrids that were bred for ethanol production tend to have a less negative response in ethanol yield to nitrogen. So their ethanol yield decreases a lot less. And that's one way that, you know, can be managed. So by, planting specific hybrids that were bred for ethanol yield, those hybrids typically tend to show be less affected, less modulated by N in their ethanol yield. The yellow corn or non-specific corn will tend to have a more dramatic negative effect. Nitrogen will tend to have a more dramatic effect on those hybrids and on those specific hybrids. So that's one way you can combine those two technologies together.
Okay.
But nitrogen will be always part of the equation.
And so as particularly in the U.S., the ethanol industry is rising and becoming bigger. Would you suggest then that farmers really take advantage of this precision technology to mitigate these losses, I guess?
Right, absolutely. I think that there's a lot of room for variable rate and for precision agriculture. It will have a big impact on farmers' profitability. In my personal point of view, I think that the ethanol plants would would be benefited by having like a precision ag program as part of their work with farmers, because they would see an increase in their ethanol yield as they get grain with improved quality. They can trace the grain where it's coming from, the hybrid, and get a lot of information from using these technologies related to precision agriculture. Other aspects that could be used are, for example, the burial rate seeding, changing the planting rate, and that typically will tend to also increasing plant population tends to increase ethanol yield a little bit. So that's a way where, you know, ethanol plants, by promoting precision agriculture and trying to push planting rates within a field, in specific areas of a field, can have even a better ethanol yield than by just using a flat and low planting rate.
Okay, great. I think that was all my questions I had for you. Anything you want to add?
No, I want to acknowledge Mosaic as one of the funding partners and Pioneer as providing us with calibration.
Okay, great. Thank you,
Matthias. Thank you very much.